This is MSONewsSports.com. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell from Beverly tonight as we have a boys basketball matchup in the Northeastern Conference North Division between Lynn Classical and Beverly High School. Now, neither one of these two teams has lost a conference game this year. Classical enters the game 5-0 under Coach Tom, check that, Jasper Grassa. His father, Tom Grassa, was the coach at Lynn Classical High School until this year. He's currently an assistant coach with the program, and in the building here tonight, Jasper was an assistant coach and the son of Tom, and took over as head coach several months ago this past fall. So it's Lynn Classical 5-0. They won that Bulverini tournament over the holiday break, and Beverly comes in 6-1. Their one loss came to Tewksbury in that holiday tournament in Tewksbury, and they have a very tough week ahead of them. They're at Lynn English on Friday night. Now, just ahead, we'll hear from both head coaches, Jasper Grassa from Lynn Classical High School in his first year here as head coach with the Rams, and then Matt Karakoudis will join us. He's in his first year as head coach at Beverly High School, replacing Scott Lewis, was a long-time, very successful coach here at Beverly High School. It's the first of two games in two nights here on MSO News Sports. We'll be with Beverly Hockey tomorrow night as they will take on Swampscott at Salem State at 7:30. The Big Blue coming off a win last weekend. Coach Gino Fea, the Big Blue, with his 150th coaching win at Swampscott. So here it's boys basketball. It's Classical versus Beverly. And it's just ahead here on MSO News Sports. Up next, the head coach from Classical High School, Jasper Grassa, followed by Matt Karakoudis of Beverly, all here on our pregame show, rolling on from Beverly High School tonight.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposit, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender. MSO Newsports.com, MSO Radio.
Welcome back to MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We're joined by Jasper Grassa, the head boys basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School in his first year, but no stranger to this team. Coach, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here. Great to see you guys for the very first time this year. And you're off to a 5-0 start, and notably that win, the big win in the Bulverini Holiday Tournament over St. Mary's, a very good team. They had another big win last night, I know. But you guys are off to the kind of start that you'd hope for, I guess.
Yeah, definitely off to the kind of start. It was definitely good to win that tournament this year. We didn't win it the past couple years, and, you know, we're just trying to keep the momentum going.
Yeah. Coach, what's gone right for your team? You know, whether maybe you can cite some things offensively, defensively, some things.
Defensively, we're just very active around the ball. You know, passing lanes, stuff like that. And offensively, our ball movement and how we're able to spread the floor. We don't have many bigs, but we keep that ball hot pretty well for a high school team.
Yeah, and the this Beverly team, I understand that they. Like to push the ball, maybe a little bit different than past Beverly teams, and they like to go up and down the court. But I'm thinking that you might not have a problem with that.
No, definitely not. I'm definitely looking forward to this game today.
Yeah, should be a good one.
Yeah.
Coach, what do you see as an issue of defending that team, so to speak, the Beverly team?
The issue, you know, just making sure you keep them out the lane. I understand they have a couple very good guards over there. And, you know, Beverly, they always have shooting. So, you know, covering the three-point line is huge as well.
Yeah. All right, Coach, if you could share with us your starting lineup, or even go 6-7 deep, if you will, of key players for classical basketball this year, or tonight.
We have Jalen Johnson, Eric Solis, Deontay Plouffe, Edwin Solis, Malik Anderson, and Darrell Rucker.
Any other notes about those guys and, you know, what they've done so far this year?
I mean, we haven't had, like, one person really stand out like that. You know, like I said, they're really moving the ball well, and they're all playing together very well. And I would say those guys would stand out the most so far, you know, just of executing.
All right, Coach, good luck to you tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Jasper Grassa, head basketball coach at Lynn Classical High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.
Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com. Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. We're joined by Matt Karakoudis, first-year boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. First chance for us to see the Panthers in person this year. And, Coach, you guys are off to a 6-1 start. Let's focus on the positive. What's gone right for you guys?
Well, definitely I'd say the teamwork is where we're absolutely, I think, superior to a lot of teams. I think the kids are getting along. The kids are buying into the system. And it's just, it's a full team effort from everybody. We're playing 9-10 guys a game. We have four guys scoring in double digits. We really look to pass the ball. We're unselfish. And they play with a tenacity on the defensive end and rebounding the basketball. And that's what's made us successful so far.
That's been the system. Transition, another key for you guys, right? Transition offense?
No doubt about it. We look to get up and down the floor. Offensively, our first offense is to primarily push the basketball in transition. And then defensively, we also want to get after it. We'll pick up full court man. We'll come with some pressure. And we like to mix it up a lot. So it's a fun game to watch. It's up-tempo. It's fast-paced.
And I would have to think your opponent tonight in classical would kind of feel very similar in many of these regards. And we might welcome that fast transition basketball.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. That's an understatement. Classical is full of athletes. They're well-coached. They get up and down the floor. We know we're going to be in for a battle tonight. We have a tough week. We have classical tonight, and then we have English on Friday at English. So we're going to find out a lot about ourselves this week.
If there was something that you really were concerned about classical, and don't get me wrong, I mean, there's so many things. This is a very talented team from last year with a lot of players back. But what are one or two things that really concern you about the Rams?
Yeah, there's no doubt their talent is you know, across the board. They're number three in the state right now, number one in Division One, and what really scares me is their penetration. They like to get in the middle. They penetrate the ball well. They got some shooters. They're athletic, and they play very, very hard. So when you put the talent together with how hard they play and how well they're coached, you know you're going to be in for a tough battle.
All right, Coach Karakoudis, maybe you could share with us your Beverly starting lineup. Tell us the starting five. If you want to go six or seven deep, that's fine, but tell me about those players.
Yeah, our starting lineup, our point guard is senior Matt Rodding. He's a captain. We have Luigi Durain is our other senior captain. He plays shooting guard forward, followed up by number 15, Toscani Abreu, who's a junior guard. And then we have Duncan Moreland, who is a forward, and our center is Jack Crowley. Those are the two sophomores, Duncan and Jack, who are playing big minutes, leading us in scoring and rebounding, and just doing an absolutely great job for young kids.
All right, Coach, good luck to you tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to need it.
Coach Matt Karakoudis from Beverly Boys Basketball with us here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. Follow North Shore Sports at MSONewsSports.com. Live radio game coverage of the top local games. Feature interviews with players and coaches, both audio and videos. Join us Monday nights at 7 for North Shore Sports Night, an hour of local sports talk with featured guests. For scores, photos, radio and video interviews, live game coverage, spread the word. Check out MSONewsSports.com. Follow us on Twitter and get our easy-to-use mobile app, MSONewsSports.com.
Also, there's high school hockey coming up tomorrow night here at MSO. Rick Moore will have the broadcast from Salem State with Swampscott playing host to Beverly. 7:30 faceoff from Salem State tomorrow. We'll have more details on that on our website tomorrow afternoon here at MSO News Sports. Starting lineup for Beverly High School, the home team here this evening. Matt Rodding, point guard, will start. He's a senior. Luigi Durain, another senior. Then you have Toscani Abreu, a junior. Jack Conway, a sophomore, along with the other sophomore, Duncan Moreland. And as you heard Coach Matt Karakoudis mentioned, they have a very balanced scoring attack with four players in double figures. Really, four or five players almost in double figures here for Beverly High School. For Classical High School, their starting lineup tonight, Jalen Johnson, Jr., Ishmael Johnson, Sr., Malik Anderson, Jr., Jonathan Nicosia, Jr., Daryl Rucker, a junior, also seeing certainly plenty of action tonight, Eric Solis and Edwin Solis. So those Classical starting lineups will be announced here in just a moment. Scoreboard updates throughout the night are being brought to you by Beverly's Moynihan Lumber. Now, they're not just in Beverly. They're in North Reading and Plaistow, New Hampshire as well. Moynihan Lumber serving the North Shore for years. We have two final scores from the North Shore. Boys basketball, Essex Tech over Minuteman, 60-40. And girls basketball, Triton topping Hamilton Wenham, 35-32. Just checking some other scores, see if anything else has come in here tonight. Looks like we have Georgetown leading Newburyport at the half, 34-27. That game at Georgetown, I believe, this evening. In girls, the girls are leading at the half over Georgetown, 38-9 over Georgetown. So two scores from boys and girls Newburyport basketball here tonight. And in Revere, girls basketball is leading here tonight. And let me just get one more note here. I just want to make sure we got the name right here. We're going to have the tip-off of this game in just a moment. I have one other note from North Shore Basketball I will share with you. We'll do that in one moment when we come back after this here on MSO News Sports.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
The other note I wanted to mention are we have two 1,000-point scorers about to hit the that plateau on the girls' side here tonight. First up, Revere's Valentina Pepik did do it. She hit her 1,000th point in their game tonight that is underway. And the other one is Paris Wilkie. She's 5 points away from her 1,000 point at Lynn Classical Girls Basketball. They're playing host to Beverly tonight. We'll try to keep you posted. If we hear anything on Paris Wilkie, we will let you know. All right? Here we've got the jump ball here between these two teams. Jumping for Beverly High School will be Jack Crowley. He's about 6'2". And he will be going up against Ishmael Johnson of Classical High School. Classical in the green uniforms, Beverly in the home white. They win the tap to the Panthers. A pull-up jump shot, no good. The follow-up is a jump shot, no good as well. Two missed shots by the Panthers, and we're underway. Second one was taken by Luigi Durain. First one was taken there on the left wing. Classical on the rebound. They have the basketball. Neither one of these teams are big. Classical can certainly rebound from the outside. There's a three drained out on the left wing by Malik Anderson. First points of tonight's game for Classical High School. It's a three for Anderson. Classical up 3-0. Here's a drive, a take to the basket. The shot is missed. The putback is put back up and in by Jack Conway on the rebound. A second effort. Both times down court, Beverly's got the offensive board, but this time they put it back in for the 2 points, trailing now by one, 3-2 early going first quarter. Classical basketball, again with the away green uniforms with the white trim, white numbers, working the ball around the perimeter against the zone defense. Long three from the right wing, no good. Beverly rebound. On the tip, it's controlled by Matt Rodding. He's on the dribble himself over midcourt, shovels a pass down in the right corner. And Duncan Moreland is on the end line and out of bounds, a turnover, and it'll be a classical basketball. Coach Matt Karakoudis off the bench, wiggling a few of his fingers, making note of a play for the defense there, I believe. But a classical student section has arrived across the way, it appears. And we're back underway. A classical take to the basket, a drive there by Classical's Jalen Johnson. Doesn't go. It's deflected out of bounds, but off Classical. And it will be a Beverly basketball on the end line. Now the Panthers are seeing full court pressure. Rodding with the basketball in backcourt, dribbling up court. Matt Rodding, long two-hand pass off on the left block. Shot up and in by Jack Conway. Well, they left Conway all alone on the left pass. The pass took a while to get back to him from three-quarter court. He pulled it down, squared up, and put a nice banker off the left block and off the glass and in for the 2 points. Here's a three from the right corner, no good, but the follow-up is put up, no, tipped up and in. And I think that tip in was by Ishmael Johnson, his first points of the night. 5-4 our score. It is Classical leading by 1 point. Rodding gets a return pass from the left off on the right wing, a three from the right side, no. Rebound tipped to the end line, out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Great to have you with us on this Friday night. A special thanks to our two athletic directors, Dan Keefe of Beverly High School and Bill Devin from Classical High School, for their help. Of course, our two head coaches as well. On the inbounds pass, we got our first foul, a bumping foul on Lynn Classical's Jonathan Nicosia. Kind of reached in. They kind of lofted a pass from the end line into the paint about a stride inside the foul line. There, the Beverly player was bumped. Inbounds pass comes free. Kicked out to the right corner for a three in the right corner. It's no good. Taken there by Durain. Offensive board. Traveling violation, Beverly. Classical basketball. Beverly hanging tough here against a very good Classical team. A big D, a big Northeastern Conference North Division matchup. By the way, this Classical team will be in Salem tomorrow night to take on the Witches. The Witches are in the South Division this year under Coach Tom Doyle. Here's a three from the left corner by Classical. No. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Nicosia with that shot from the left corner. Beverly trails one. They have the basketball. First quarter, 5:44 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to MSO, newsports.com, the home of North Shore Sports Night every Monday night at 7 with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. Tim Kearns is in the audience here tonight across the way. Beverly kicks the foul from right to left, and from the left a traveling violation against the Panthers' Tuscany Abreu. Another turnover for Beverly. They've had a few here, but they're still down by just the 1 point here against a very talented Lynn Classical team. 5:29 to play, first quarter. Rams inbound the pass on the roll. Pass grab by Jalen Johnson, and he comes up court. Two-hand pass off on the right for Malik Anderson. Right of the block for Ishmael Johnson. Back out on the right perimeter. Here's a take to the basket, and a scoop lay-in by Johnson is good. Jalen Johnson with the 2 points, 7-4, Lynn Classical leading. Good take, kind of an underhanded scoop right at the very end. Nice little touch. Now a trap at midcourt. Ball tip free. Classical has it. On the steal there, Malik Anderson on the dribble. Kicks it out to the corner. Here's a take to the basket. Traveling violation against the Rams. Turnover. Beverly basketball. 4:54 to go first quarter. 3-point Classical lead. 7-4. Malik Anderson with the first points of tonight's game for the Rams. A three-pointer out on the left wing. Got this game underway tonight. Beverly basketball setting up. Pass into the paint. Kick to the end line. Out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Pass was there. Intended for Duncan Moreland. It kicked off his fingertips and then hit off a Ram and out of bounds. It'll be a Beverly ball on the end line. They stack it up on the parallel left side. Now the inbounds pass left of the block, and it comes to Conway. Conway kicks the pass back out. Tip to the backcourt. Stolen by Classical. Here's the take. Foul. Basket didn't go, but we have our first Beverly foul here of the night. Darrell Rucker going to the free throw line for Lynn Classical for two shots, fouled in the act of shooting. Beverly foul was on Abreu. And Rucker's first free throw to the basket to our left is in the air, and it is good. Classical with the green away uniforms working right to left here to the basket to our left. Beverly with the home white uniforms, the orange numbers, working left to right. Second free throw is also good by Rucker. He goes 2 for 2, and the Rams are up by 5 now, 9-4. Seeing some backcourt pressure are the Panthers. Downcourt pass to Moreland. Kicks it off on the right wing for Abreu. Back up top, Rodding. Back to Abreu, right wing. He wants a three, turns it down. Pull-up jump shot from the right baseline. No good. The follow-up is put up. No, by Moreland. Tip to the end line. Saved by Beverly. And now a quick take back to the basket is good. Jack Conway lining it up from the left block there. Classical basketball. Pull-up jump shot, right baseline. Doesn't go. Moreland with the rebound is tied up. Duncan Moreland of Beverly was tied up there, I think, with Classical's Malik Anderson. The arrow of possession goes to Classical. They'll have the ball on their own end line. From the left corner, they kick it inbounds up on the left wing. There's Rucker. Rucker into the paint, traveling. Turnover, Beverly basketball. Beverly trails three now, 9-6, and they have the basketball. Couple of final scores earlier. Essex Tech's boys were winners over Minuteman, 60-40. Triton girls winners over Hamilton Wenham, 35-32. Foul out by midcourt, a blocking foul on Classical. And again, congratulations to Valentina Pippick of Revere High School, picking up her 1,000th point here tonight in North Shore girls basketball in her career. What a great job Revere, Revere girls basketball has been over the year. Got a boys basketball final, too. Notice some schools playing a little bit earlier here on the Tuesday night. Here's Rodding with a take to the basket for Beverly. Shot doesn't go. Rebound fought for on the floor. And it's a Classical basketball. A sneakaway layup is put in by Jalen Johnson, his second bucket of the night. Beverly inbounds. Gets it up to midcourt. A double there. A triple there. Ball tip free. Classical has the basketball. Plouffe. Off on the right side. Now they pull it back out to Johnson. Classical up 11-6 here. Pull-up jumper left wing. Doesn't go, and it rattles around up top out of bounds on top of the backboard. Rucker took that shot. Wakefield over Wilmington tonight in boys basketball. 64-39. I think Wakefield has Melrose, their rival, on Friday night. In their next game. Beverly basketball up to midcourt. They kick it down right baseline. A save there and a pass over to Conway, and it's rejected out of bounds over the end line. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Paris Wilkie now 2 points away from 1,000 points from Classical High School tonight. We'll try to, again, if we hear word on that, we'll let you know. Classical's Paris Wilkie. Pull three-pointer from the right wing, Beverly. No. Offensive rebound is up and no good by Conway. Good effort, though. Rebound Classical now, leading 11-6, 2:24 to go first quarter. Rams outside, Johnson, cross-court pass off on the right corner. Now down to the right block for Ishmael Johnson. Now down in the right corner, there is a three pumped in there by Malik Anderson. So second three. He did one from the left wing to get the game underway. Now way off on the right wing. In the right corner, I should say. Rodding double-teamed at midcourt. Bounce pass to the foul line. Got some ball movement there. 3-on-2, and a bank-in layup is good. Basket good by Jack Conway now with 8 points here in the first quarter. Big first quarter for Conway. Probably Beverly's big guy here in tonight's game. 14-8 to score. Classical leads, and they have the basketball. Thrown away into backcourt. Beverly picks up the ball, puts it up and in. Luigi Durain with the 2 points. Beverly's back to within four, 14-10. Timeout Classical. We will keep it right here. See if we can check some scores here. We have a post up on our website from the Lynn Fire from yesterday. What an amazing fire that was on the North Shore. So if you caught it on television, well, two firefighters made a very brave rescue into that apartment building yesterday afternoon, saving a woman. And they tell their story. You can see it told here on MSO News Sports on our post on that story. So, and also with the district fire chief there as well. But both firefighters really do tell their story. It's really amazing. It does tell you the amazing. They basically were calling it routine what they did, but it just spells out what our firefighters, special responders, first responders do night in and night out, day in and day out on the North Shore. And that is on our post, Tuesday update on the fire there. Girls basketball, Wakefield beat Wilmington tonight, 51-47. So both Wakefield teams, boys and girls, with wins over Wilmington tonight in North Shore basketball. Classical basketball after the timeout. Jalen Johnson has it up top. Going to the paint, kicks it out in the right corner. There's a three from there. No good, taken by Keith Ridley, football quarterback. What a year he had for the Rams at quarterback. The grandson of the legendary Jim Ridley. Georgetown boys are now up by 10 over Newburyport, fourth quarter of that game. Beverly breaks the pressure, kicks a pass down in the right corner. They set up, bounce pass, right block, Moreland. Moreland going to the paint, drops it off, and it is laid up and in for 2 points by Micah Davies. Less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. 14-12 to score, a two-point classical lead. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Beverly bench down below us. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night, North Shore basketball. Classical inbounding, forecourt, sidelines, left side. Pass comes up top for Jalen Johnson. He dribbles right of the lane. They kick it down right corner. Drive to the basket, a blocking foul. Deontay Plouffe was driving to the basket, drew the foul. Beverly Peabody Saugus now tied up at 16 in boys basketball over in Peabody tonight. Archbishop William leading Fenwick and girls basketball tonight, 38-20. Here is the first free throw. No good from Plouffe. Final moments of the first quarter, 32 seconds to play. Second one is in the air. That's no good. Rebound tipped to the end line, and it will be a classical basketball. Underneath their own basket here. First quarter, 30 seconds to play. It will be Jalen Johnson to inbounds. Two hands up over his head from the end line, back up top. Around the perimeter from left to right to goes out on the right wing. They penetrate into the paint. Does Johnson now dribbles back from left to right. Two-hand pass into the corner. Right side is three. No. Taken there by Ridley. Rebound Beverly. Ball tip free. Comes free back to the Panthers. They push it up court quickly. As Coach Karakoudis was telling us, now a player is on the end line. That's Moreland. Moreland weaved in from the right baseline, did a nice move, got underneath the basket. Had he not stepped out of bounds, would have had a nice, looked like a bounce pass to Jack Conway, which would have set up Conway for possibly his ninth and tenth point of the first quarter here as he was down on the left block. It'll be a classical basketball, 8.7 seconds to play first quarter. Rams bring it to midcourt, over midcourt. Right wing three, it's up in the air, it's no good. Rebound tipped around. We have a foul. We have a rebounding foul on classical with 0.8 seconds to play in the quarter. It'll just be a Beverly ball with 0.8 seconds to go. They've got the length of the court to go. Moreland to inbound. And they touch it, and that's it. And the quarter comes to an end. After one, it is Lynn Classical 14, Beverly 12, boys basketball right here on MSONewsSports.com.
The Bradford Tavern in Raleigh is unique, with modern touches in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, the freshest seafood, and many quality daily specials. Serving lunch and dinner, the Bradford Tavern is open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, closed Mondays. The restaurant features two separate function rooms ideal for every need, including business meetings, bridal and baby showers, or any special event. The Bradford Tavern is located at 87 Haverhill Street, Route 133 in Raleigh, and online at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Word from Lynn, Paris Wilkie has done it. She has hit her 1,000th career point for Lynn Classical High School girls basketball. Congratulations to Paris Wilkie. Really nice young woman. She's already committed. Unfortunately, I just forgot what school she's committed to. I believe she's already committed to play basketball next year at college. She's a senior. And also congratulations again to Valentina Pepik from Revere High School for hitting her 1,000th point here tonight. Any other history? Let us know. Send us an email at msonewsports@gmail.com. I'm Bill Newell here in Beverly. We're underway second quarter. We had a bumping foul just to get the second quarter underway. Classical leads by two, 14-12. Here's a three from the left wing by Tuscany Abreu, and it gives Beverly their first lead of the night here, 15-14. Classical basketball, Jalen Johnson kicks it down low into the paint, wheeling into the paint. A shot taken there by Rucker, doesn't go. Beverly rebound, up court. Moreland in the corner, off underneath Cahill, back off on the right wing. A runner by Durain doesn't go, off with a pass from Jack Conway. Classical basketball being harassed. They send it deep right corner, a three goes in and out, and the rebound is pulled down by Jack Conway of Beverly. Drops it off for Grotting, up court, off on the left wing, a three, no, rebounding foul on Beverly. It'll be a classical basketball. Just underway, second quarter. Beverly just has taken a one-point lead, 15-14. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Hockey tomorrow night, Beverly playing at Swampscott at Salem State, 7:30. Live radio coverage right here on MSO News Sports. Classical basketball moving right to left here in the second quarter. Johnson with it, off on the right corner for Nicosia. Comes into the baseline, pass taken away. Nice steal there by Conway. Very active at both ends of the court for Beverly High School. Here's a take and into the paint, and the ball tips out of bounds off Beverly. Tuscany Abreu says no, it went off Classical, but he doesn't put up a big fight. That would not be right. No matter what you think. So it'll be a classical basketball as they'll have it in backcourt on the end line with a length of the court to go. Beverly substitution coming into the game is for Beverly High School is Merge Malumba. See who checked out. Rodding checked out, I believe. Malumba is into the game. 6.5 minutes to go, first half. Classical basketball, they trail one here in the second quarter. Working around the perimeter. Beverly's done a nice job keeping them out of the paint a lot of this first quarter, first half rather. Shot taken from deep in the right corner by McCormick, Classical doesn't go. Down court, three-pointer left wing doesn't go for Beverly. Classical rebound, player double teamed, and we have a violation. What do we got? Timeout called by Classical, with the player getting a little under pressure, thinking that they might lose it. Coach Jasper Grass alertly calls a timeout. Let's see what we can do for updates here. We gave you our finals. Essex Tech boys and Wakefield boys are winners here tonight already. Triton girls a winner over Hamilton Wenham tonight. And the Wakefield girls beat Wilmington tonight as well. Girls hoop Saugus over Peabody right now in the first half, 27-20 in that contest. Newburyport girls all over Georgetown tonight, 49-17 at the end of three quarters. And Mystic Valley over Shawsheen tonight in girls basketball, 50-38. Here, 6 minutes, 8 seconds to play, first half. And it is Beverly leading by 1 point, 15-14, as they trailed by 2 at the end of the first quarter, but they scored a 3 early on here in the second quarter. That's where we're at. Almost 2 minutes now gone by in the second quarter, just that 1 3-pointer. Classical basketball. They work it down to the paint, left side, Nicosia, down left baseline, up high, then around the perimeter to the right, back around to the left side, Nicosia. Way outside, they pass into the paint, knocked away. Beverly basketball on the steal. Here's a take to the basket. A runner is put in by Luigi Durain. Nice touch. Beverly has players that can shoot the ball, and they now have a 3-point lead, 17-14. Five and a half minutes to go, first half. Dante Plouffe with it, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Beverly cheering section across the way. Wearing white tonight. Home white, I guess. Beverly cheering section. 17-14. Ball knocked out of bounds off classical. It'll be a Beverly basketball. They work it up to Moreland into the paint. Moreland down low. Kicks it back outside left corner. A two-pointer from the left baseline doesn't go. Off the fingertips of Jack Conway. Conway had 8 points in the first half. In the first quarter, I should say. Here's a drive to the basket, kick out pass on the right side, and a lay-in by Ishmael Johnson, his second bucket of the night. Classical back to within one, 17-16. Here's a steal by the Rams up by midcourt, but it's tipped out of bounds. Very active there was Malik Anderson knocking the ball free at midcourt. It'll be a Beverly ball right there with Moreland on the right side to inbound for Beverly. Has Rodding in the backcourt, but goes cross-court on a bounce pass inbounds to Tuscany Abreu. Abreu picked up. Out on the wing. Conway left corner back up to Abreu. Abreu outside the three-point arc is fouled by Deonte Plouffe of Classical High School. 5 team fouls now on Classical High School with 4:39 to go in the first half. Two-hand inbounds pass for Beverly's. Abreu off for Conway way up high for Rodding. Rodding the point guard. On the dribble up top, man-to-man defense here by Classical High School. Rodding holds to dribble, kicks it off on the right for Durain. Durain pull up, two-pointer, no, from just outside the, just inside the line. 1 foot out, 1 foot in. That's why I'm confused. Classical rebound, down court three, right corner, no. Offensive board, rebounding foul, it's on Classical. Coach Grassa doesn't see it that way. A one-point Beverly lead. They have the ball with 4:13 to play first half. Beverly's Moreland to inbound to Rodding in backcourt. Beverly boys clawing back a little bit. I'm sorry, Newburyport boys clawing back a little bit at Georgetown, I believe, making that game a little bit closer. Drive to the paint, right to left, fadeaway jumper. Terrain is good for Beverly, 19-16 Panthers by 3 here in the second quarter. Off on the right side, Glasgow basketball, a running scoop. No, follow-up is good by Darryl Rucker. Darryl Rucker with the first shot and then the follow-up shot as well. Very active there, Darryl Rucker. Nice play by Glasgow's Rucker. They trail one now. Beverly basketball, player bumped outside. Dribbling the ball was Rodding. That's the seventh team foul, so we're now in 1-1 here. Ipswich boys leading Masco by 2 at the end of three quarters, 38-36 tonight. Rodding at the free throw line for the 1-1. Not fouled in the act of shooting, fouled outside on the dribble. 3 minutes, 34 seconds to play in this first half. Beverly leading by a point. They trailed all of the first quarter. First free throw is no good, so there is not a second. Rodding misses the first, and Classical gets the rebound. Up court, Jalen Johnson. Off for Anderson. It's Malik Anderson down in the right corner. Comes free. Offensive foul on Classical. Barbosa got it at the right block and made his way into the paint, but he's called for an offensive foul. It'll be a Beverly basketball. They lead by one and have the ball with 3:15 to play in the first half. Rodding outside, doubled. Ball stolen. And now a foul on Beverly. Rodding committing the foul. Fifth team foul on Beverly. It'll be a classical basketball at midcourt. And the Rams set up offensively, trailing by the 1 point. A drive to the paint. A fadeaway pull-up jumper is good by Jalen Johnson. Basket three for him. He now has 6 points on the night. And Classical has the lead 20-19 here in the second quarter. Beverly basketball down left corner. A three. No offensive rebound. Moreland up on the rim. No. Tip up. Conway, no. And a foul. It's on Beverly. Rebounding foul. They're calling it on Conway. That'll be the sixth team foul on Beverly. Classical with the ball and a 1 point lead here. With 2:40 to play first half. Classical basketball on the dribble. Jalen Johnson pounds it up over midcourt. Goes to the right. Back to Johnson in the middle. Pull up jumper, a three. Got it. Jalen Johnson, his first three of the night. He now has 9 points this evening for Classical High School. He has three field goals and that one. 23-19. Pass to the paint just inside. A jump step, jump shot by Durain doesn't go. Rebound Classical. They lead four. They have the ball off into the paint. They kick it back out. A three from straight on. No good. Ball tipped around. Beverly fights for it, and Classical gets it, though. Now foul. Beverly foul. And that is on Conway. I think that's his second foul. He just got his first a moment ago. That could be big. Now Conway checks out with a minute 52 to go. Yeah, that's his second foul. Should be 16 fouls on Beverly. Haven't put that up on the board yet. Classical basketball underneath their own bucket. Inbounds pass from the end line comes straight up on top outside the three arc to Rucker. Classical in no hurry. 21 seconds on the shot clock. 1:40 to go in the first half clock. There's a three way out on the right wing taken there by Jalen Johnson. No good. Rebound. Traveling violation on Classical. The offensive board was pulled down by Ishmael Johnson. Nice effort there for him. Like Archbishop Williams all over Fenwick and girls basketball here tonight. Ball knocked to the end line. Let's see whose ball it is here. I think it's a Classical ball. Yeah, on the end line. Beverly had brought it into forecourt, worked it underneath. They turn it over, and it'll be a Lynn Classical ball with the Rams leading by three here. 23-19. Outside, Malik Anderson getting some instructions from Coach Jasper Grassa. Working it around the perimeter, right side, off for Darryl Rucker. Back on the left side for Malik Anderson, down in the corner, a take to the basket, no good. The pull-up jump shot from straight on is good, a three by Darryl Rucker. Darryl Rucker with the 3 points, a minute to go in the quarter. Beverly struggling at midcourt on the trap, stolen. Classical sneak away, lay-in is good by Jalen Johnson. Timeout Beverly with 49 seconds to play in the first half. Classical with a run here, 28-19. They lead nine late going in the second quarter. St. John's, take that back. High school hockey tomorrow night here on MSO News Sports. It is Beverly playing Swampscott at Salem State, 7:30 faceoff. It's all here tomorrow night, live radio with Rick Moore on MSO News Sports. Peabody Tanners outscored Saugus 25-4 in the second quarter. Now they take a 36-20 lead at the half. Our game started a little bit late here. And Lynn English all over Marblehead boys basketball. Oh, check that. This is might be girls basketball. So I think it is. I'm not sure of that score. We're getting some scores in. We're keeping you posted on some things here. Beverly basketball into the Moreland, into the paint, puts it in. Duncan Moreland, 2 points for Beverly. Breaks that little run by Classical High School. It's now a 7-point Ram lead. 34 seconds to go first half. Lynn Classical basketball will be joined by Tim Kearns at the half, I hope, here on MSO News Sports. Rams working around the perimeter. Ball right side. Barbosa off on the left. Into the paint. Jalen Johnson jump step. Thought about putting a shot up, then had to redirect himself, and the ball is swatted out of bounds. It will be a Classical ball on the end line. 17 seconds to play. 8 on the shot clock. Ball up high. Off on the left for Malik Anderson. Malik Anderson dribbles left of the lane. 3 from the left corner. No. Shot clock violation on the Rams. The ball did not hit the rim. I think he would have had it off. He had it off in time. 9 seconds to play. First half. Beverly ball. Full court pressure here. Inbound pass. Rod comes free to Durain. Into forecourt. Left lane. Off underneath. A tip up and in by Luigi Durain for the 2 points. And the half comes to an end. So at the half, it is 28-23. Lynn Classical leading Beverly here on MSO News Sports. We'll check our scoreboard and do a lot more as we come up with a half. And hopefully Tim Kearns has been taking notes in the first half from across the way. We hope to hear from him in just a few moments here on MSO News Sports.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings, with 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore. We have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student-athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our 3 locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies, and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com. MSONewsSports.com, MSO Radio.
We are at the half with the score. Lynn Classical 28, Beverly 23. 2 14-point quarters for Classical High School, giving them their 28 points. Beverly with 12 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. And they actually had the lead at one point in the second quarter. albeit, what was it, 5 points at one point? But anyways, they had the lead, and but they don't now. They trail at the half by 5, 28-23. Tim Kearns is alongside. Got a couple of other final scores to report in. Boys basketball, Pawtucket over Rockport tonight, 81-49. We mentioned Wakefield over Wilmington, 64-39, and Essex Tech beating Minute Man, 60-40. And girls basketball, Triton over Hamilton Wenham, final there, 35-32. Wakefield over Wilmington, 51-47. Mystic Valley topping Shawshin, 50-38. Archbishop Williams defeated Bishop Fenwick tonight. And I just lost that score. Hold on. There we go. 48-24, the final score there. And we got two new 1,000-point scorers, Tim, on the North Shore in girls basketball. Paris Wilkie of Classical got the 1,000th point tonight and probably more. And also Valentina Pepik from Rivera High School also turned it in tonight and got the 1,000th point. So congratulations to both of those two players, two very good players on the North Shore. And now another very good personality, Tim Kearns, is alongside. Tim, how's this winter treating you?
Well, you know, I don't mind winter, but when it arrives all in one day, it gets a little tough.
All 2 weeks. We're packing this into 2 weeks. I mean, we've had more winter than we've had the last 3 years, anyways.
Yeah, the deep freeze is thawing out a little bit over the next few days, and Friday will be beach weather for everybody, and then supposed to cool down again after that. So winter in New England doesn't officially go away until baseball practice gets canceled.
And as the listeners are thinking to themselves, if I tuned into this for weather forecasts, I must be absolutely nuts, because that's not where I go for my weather. But anyways, for high school basketball, what are your thoughts here on this first half, Tim?
Well, frankly, it was really sloppy. both teams had multiple opportunities to score more points. I mean, if these guys had made half of the layups that they missed, the score would be probably 50-45. But just numerous rushes underneath the basket, and layups just time and time again. Beverly has to do a better job of bringing the ball up against Classical. Classical turned a lot of transition points on takeaways near half court. Instead of passing the ball, getting into an open area and passing beyond the pressure, they were putting the ball on the floor. Classical using its speed and quick hands coming up and either just single coverage or double teaming and taking the ball away, leading to some easy points. But Beverly, once they get beyond half court, was breaking down Classical rather easily and getting opportunities underneath, just not converting enough of them. Crowley really kept a minute with 12 points, all on two-pointers. And nothing, everything from the foul line in. So he's done a really good job. Other than that, Durain has six. Okay, the scoring has been done by four guys for Beverly. And again, just a better job of breaking down Classical initially on bringing the ball up the court and then finishing the plays off. That's going to be the key to Beverly coming back and taking this game, is just finishing off the when they break down Classical, and they're doing a good job, but they're getting even second and third opportunities. They're just not putting the ball back into the hoop. So they got to find a way to get the lid off of it. Classical, again, you know, is so athletic, and they want to get out and they want to run. Again, just be a little bit more under control. And again, they've missed a lot of shots inside as well. So I think if they slow their pace down a bit and utilize that athleticism, you know, because they can sky. These guys can jump. But again, it's just too much speed. They're an overdrive. It only needs to be in fourth gear.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, looking at the way these two teams were billed coming into tonight's game as far as being able to push the ball up and down the court, I'm surprised it's not a little faster than it is, to be honest with you. I think maybe we'll see that in the second half, to be honest with you. And the other thing, too, Tim, I'm thinking that these guys could be a little sloppy because they haven't played a lot lately. They did play last week. But remember, now that I take it, maybe they didn't play last week because of the snowstorm. Because they didn't play on Tuesday because, for some reason, the Northeast Conference didn't play. Some guys had non-league games. So some of these guys didn't play at all. Beverly did play Friday against Danvers. But we, I know we did a post because we did interviews with Coach Karakoudis of the boys and Seth Stanchel of the girls because they were the only games in town, Danvers and Beverly, last Friday night because of the snowstorm, for the most part. I know a couple other games were played. But on the other hand, so these teams are probably pretty rusty. I know Classical didn't play, so it's been a while since they've really played.
Yeah, and again, when you're playing at a really fast pace, finishing is the whole key to the running game and playing fast. Is you've got to be able to finish, get that lead. You get in tight, you've got to put that ball up on the boards and put it in there. Other than that, slow yourself down, work yourself back into that pace. You know, work yourself through the gears and make sure you're getting the points, because running down and throwing up there and getting nothing for it, a lot of times it's going to lead to fast break points for the other team. And if they're knocking them in and they're being patient, you know, they're going to put you at a disadvantage. So it's, you know, 28-23?
Yep, that's it. That curtain is in the way. It's a little tough to see. I kind of got to bend to catch the left digit on the home score here, but I think I can handle it.
Yeah, Classical hit a couple of threes from all around the court. They did have a baseline and then one from just to the left of the top of the key that took some of the starch out of Beverly with just a couple of minutes left that put them back in front, and they've managed to stay there till the half. So it's going to be interesting. Beverly's done a really good job rebounding. I thought that was pretty impressive. They're getting in. They're not afraid to mix it up. It's just, again, it's finishing. And it is. No, yeah, I guess maybe you can say, yeah, you know, you can practice and practice, but once it's game situations that tell the tale.
All right, Tim, I'll let you go back to your friends across the way.
No,
I guess I'm not.
They told me to stay here.
Did they really? Hey, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, thanks. Great.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to go stand in the middle of the court somewhere.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, no, they want you back there, right?
No, I just saw them waving.
I don't care. Stay wherever you want. I mean,
I'm gonna leave it to the expert here.
All right. Okay.
All righty, Bill.
All right. Take care.
All righty.
All right. Tim Kearns with us here. Two nights in a row at Sports Night. Last night you were at North Shore Sports Night, right?
There.
You were there. Okay. Good. I'll work on some basketball guests for you next week. I fell asleep Monday, I guess. There we go. Lulled by the warm weather. Okay. We're back underway here in Beverly. Beverly Lynn Classical Boys Basketball here on MSO News Sports. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday night. Rams are leading here, 28-23. They have the ball. First shot of the second half, a three out on the left wing is good by Lynn Classical's Darrell Rucker. That's his second three of the night for him. It's 31-23, an eight-point lead for the Rams. Breaking out on top here. Durain with a take to the basket, puts it on the rim and in. No, that was Abreu, excuse me. Tuscany Abreu with the 2 points. Abreu with the 2 points for Beverly High School. Classical to the paint, a turnaround shot on the rim, and down through Malik Anderson with the two. A minute gone by in the second half. Each team, Classical with two buckets here, a two and a three, and Beverly with the two. Abreu with it outside, exchanging up high with Durain. Durain on the dribble left, back to Abreu, well outside. 13 on the shot clock. Man-to-man Classical defense. Durain coming to the basket, now pulls it back out. A jump shot taken there by Luigi Durain doesn't go. And the rebound is Classical's. Up court, Jalen Johnson. Started to the foul line, now kicks it back out, now gets it back, puts a three, clanks off the backboard, no good. Rebound, Beverly. This is Abreu. Into the paint, Moreland knocked away. Comes free, though, to Conway underneath for Moreland, and he puts it in. Moreland with his second bucket of the night. 33-27, five-point Classical lead. They have the ball. Ball tipped away up top, but it's taken back by the Rams. A take through the basket. Good penetration and a drive by Malik Anderson. His second bucket of the quarter. 2 minutes gone by, second half. Beverly basketball. Moreland with a dribble to the foul line, off on the right, and the right baseline jump shot taken there by Conway doesn't go. Rebound Classical, drive to the basket, lay in by Darrell Rucker. Rucker with 5 points down, a quarter timeout, Beverly. 37-27 our score. We'll keep it here. Our scoreboard updates are brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting the student-athlete program now in its 26th year. academic and athletic excellent, the North Shore Student Athlete Award from Moynihan Lumber. God, I got to activate this thing here and see if we can grab a few scores for you here this evening. We've had some final scores here. By the way, we put a tweet out, a retweet of a Katie Morrison tweet. I believe that's video of Paris Wilkie's 1,000th point. Paris Wilkie of Classical High School. Follow us on Twitter at MSO News Sports. Lynn Classical boys, Lynn English boys leading Marblehead now 31-20 at the end of three quarters. Classical girls up on English 27-7. Looking to see if we get any other finals. Newburyport comes from behind to defeat Georgetown 56-49. And it is a Beverly basketball in four quarters. Shot doesn't go. The rebound is put back up, and that doesn't go. The shot taken by sophomore Jack Conway. Conway fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Fouled in the act of shooting here, third quarter. 5:34 to go in quarter three. 10-point Classical lead. Free throw is good by Conway. Conway has 9 points now. He had 8 in the first half. Had opportunities for one or two other baskets, but they were contested. Second one is no good. Conway 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Quickly up court, Classical from left to right. A pass off on the right wing. A three is bombed in there by Malik Anderson. Anderson now with 3 threes for 9 points plus 2 free throws. He's got 13 points. Ball stolen. Malik Anderson with a take. Shot blocked by Conway of Beverly. Anderson gets it back though in the right corner. Pass to the paint, deflected. Rodding picks it up for Beverly. He's fouled up over midcourt. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Amesbury girls basketball over Linfield tonight, 48-45. Beverly basketball. On the right, Abreu. Ball tip free. Abreu gets it back. Hook pass left of the lane. Moreland lays it up and in. Abreu found Moreland open on the left. Fed him. A hook pass from the foul line up high right down to the left block. And it was a great pass. And Moreland finished it off. Three from the left corner by Classical. No. Rebound. Down court. Beverly pass. Shot doesn't go. Good rebound by Beverly's Durain heaving it down court for the sneakaway basket attempt by Abreu, but that doesn't go. It goes out of bounds off Classical. It'll be a Beverly basketball. Hamilton Wenham over Triton tonight in boys basketball. 54-41. Getting a lot of final scores in here tonight. Inbounds pass. Beverly comes to Rodding up on the left wing. Back down in the corner. Tipping it down low. Knocked free by Classical. Now a scramble for the ball. Picked up by Beverly. Fed underneath to Conway from the fingertips of Durain. Nice pass there. Conway finishes it off for two. It's 40-32. Beverly trails 8. Beverly steals it midcourt. Here's a take to the basket. The shot is good by Abreu. Moreland with a steal at midcourt. 40-34. Classical. They break through the pressure at midcourt. A drive. Shot off the glass. No good. A little bit out of control. Beverly basketball. Down court pass. Underneath. Moreland goes up. He's fouled. A little run here by the Panthers. Our score. Free throw is good by Moreland. He'll have another. 40-35. Free throw is good. Nice touch by Moreland. Duncan Moreland, two free throws for Beverly. 40-36, back to a four-point game here on MSO News Sports. Lynn Classical versus Beverly here tonight. And here's a take to the basket. No. Rebound pulled down by Beverly. Ridley with a drive from the right baseline. Here's Moreland back. He's out of control. Traveling call. Little contact afterwards, but Moreland was kind of shifting around the dribble. Substitution here for Classical High School. Jeff Barboza. I think a team decision here, just to update our listeners here. The Eric Solis and Edwin Solis are not playing here. Have not played here tonight for Classical High School. 40-36. Here's a take to the basket, and the ball is just an errant pass. Beverly Ball down court. Lay up. No. And good defense by Classical redirecting that shot. Here are the Rams back up and down. Here we go. Pull-up jump shot. That doesn't go. Rebound tipped around. Jalen Johnson shot doesn't go. Beverly rebound. Down court, Moreland spins by a defender. Coming to the basket. Lost the handle. Saved it. No, he's on the end line. Well, Moreland showing a little bit of athleticism and dribbling ability on the left baseline. Malden over Medford tonight after 3-35-17. Hamilton Wenham Pawtucket hockey later on tonight. Actually, that's probably game just underway. It was an 8 o'clock start here tonight. A three from the left wing. Classical doesn't go. Rams get the rebound. Kick pass back out on top. A shot is good. A three taken there by Darrell Rucker. Another three for him. Timeout. 43-36. A timeout here allows us to catch you up on some scores. Being brought to you by Monahan Lumber. Powered by Monahan Lumber, featuring lumber hardware as well as their kitchen showrooms. Melrose over Watertown tonight in boys basketball, 44-38. We mentioned we got some other finals. The next break, I'll try to go over the existing finals that we have. Lynn English through three is up on Marblehead in boys basketball, 47-32. And those are the updates that we have right now. So the winners tonight in boys basketball, Essex Tech, Wakefield, Pawtucket, Newburyport, Hamilton Wenham, Melrose will add to the list. Girls winners, Triton, Wakefield, Mystic Valley, Archbishop Williams over Fenwick, Amesbury, and Revere beat Everett tonight. That's the score. I got to go back and check, see if we can get that one for you. But the Revere girls did win tonight. Beverly basketball on the inbounds. A three from the right wing doesn't go. Offensive rebound, pull-up jump shot. That doesn't go. Taken there by Abreu. Earlier shot taken by Durain. Down court, Classical. Ball stolen away. Conway on the steal for Beverly. Down court, right wing three. Got it! Luigi Durain, 43-39. Beverly trails 4. 2 minutes to go, quarter three. Classical to the paint. Pass out in the corner, tipped away. Stolen by Beverly's Durain. Down court pass, a foul. Let's see who this foul's on here. A Classical player goes down, but he was, let's see, that's the foul is going to be on Beverly. Two players going for the ball. Okay, so it was Revere over Everett tonight in girls basketball, 62-48. Back underway, Classical basketball here. 1:40 to go in the quarter. And a take to the basket and a layup is good by Barboza. First points for him on the night. Down court, Beverly. Pull-up jump shot is good by Abreu. Down court, Classical. Ball tipped away. It's on the end line. It'll be a Beverly ball. 1:19 to play in the third quarter. 45-41. Substitution into the game. Research Delba for Beverly High School checking out of the game. I'm sorry, check that. Into the game would be Micah Davies for the Panthers, and it is rotting on the dribble up over midcourt. take to the basket. Offensive foul called on Beverly. ...45-41, Lynn Claskill on the lead. So far, Lynn Claskill doing it without the Solis brothers in the lineup here. So it's the Solises here tonight for Claskill High School. Here's a Claskill take to the basket by Jalen Johnson. Doesn't go. The rebound is over the end line. We've had that happen so many times here tonight. Balls going over that end line, all different reasons. Just seems like a lot of them. Intense defensive game. Both teams known for their very strong defensive play here in the 2017-18 season. Pull-up jump shot is good by Davies of Beverly High School. His first points of the night. Second basket, rather, of the night. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 45-43, two-point game. So it's been a decent third quarter here for Beverly High School. Claskill holds the ball. 10 on the shot clock, 15 on the game clock, third quarter. Off on the right wing, a three is no good. Rattles around, Beverly rebound. Durain with it, down court pass underneath. Ball goes over the end line. Knocked away by Claskill. It'll be a Beverly ball with 4.1 seconds to play. Beverly to inbound underneath their own basket. They stack it up right parallel. Ball coming in from the end line. The break. Having trouble. Inbounds pass goes way up high. Off for Beverly's Malumba. Pull up jump shot right wing. Taken there by Kamara. Doesn't go. Kamara just into the game. And we come to the end of three quarters here. We'll take a break. We're back with more just ahead here on MSO News Sports. With the score, Claskill 45, Beverly 43.
Stronger, faster, tougher. When you need the MVP of community banks, look no further than the Institution for Savings. With 14 full-service offices throughout the North Shore, we have MVP rates and an all-star team to serve you. Bank from the ball field with our 24/7 online application apps, internet banking, mobile deposits, and more. Institution for Savings, your winning team. Visit institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Our company has been proud to have supported high school sports on the North Shore for more than 30 years. Our student athlete program recognizes championship performance in the classroom and on the field. Moynihan Lumber is also committed to championship performance when it comes to meeting all your building and home improvement needs. And if you're planning to change your kitchen, please visit our kitchen cabinet showrooms at any of our three locations. In Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Here we are, ready for the fourth quarter here on MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell here above courtside at Beverly High School for tonight's Lynn Claskill Beverly boys basketball game. 45-43, it is a Lynn Claskill two-point lead. Beverly has the ball to inbound under the fourth quarter. It comes to Rodding in backcourt from midcourt. He weaves his way, working over the midcourt line from right to left, and a bump. And a violation against Beverly High School. It'll be a classical basketball. Offensive violation there. 2 points difference here in the game. Classical with the lead and the ball. They shovel it down underneath. Moreland knocks it free. Scramble for the ball. It's tied up. A possession arrow will go to Classical. Classical basketball. Got my wires untangled here. Here's a long three from straight on by Jalen Johnson of Classical. He nails it. His first points of the second half. 45-43 the score. No, they've added the wrong score here. 48-43 our score. Violation Beverly, traveling violation, and a turnover. It'll be a classical basketball. Jalen Johnson on the dribble. Up over midcourt. Feeds it into the corner. Gets a return pass. Throws it down to the paint. Ball deflected by Beverly. Down court. Sneak away. Up. No. Foul. The take to the basket was Luigi Durain. But he is fouled. That was a good foul category. That was a good foul by Classical High School. Preventing the bucket. Sending Beverly to the free throw line to earn it on the 2 points. With Durain going to the free throw line. Girls defeat Penguin Hall tonight. Rockport girls in basketball. Free throw by Durain is good. First Beverly points of the quarter. ...35-31 at that score. Rockport girls. Second free throw is also good by Durain. Inbounds pass. We have a double. And we have a timeout called by Classical. The ball was inbounded right away. And Beverly slapped the double team right on the ball on the inbounds in backcourt. And the player looked like he was really boxed in. And that's when Coach Jasper Grassa alertly called a timeout. Final scores in basketball tonight, boys. Essex Tech over Minuteman 60-40. Wakefield 64, Wilmington 39. Pentucket beating Rockport 81-49. Newburyport moving to 7-0 with a 56-49 win at Georgetown. Come from behind win. Hamilton Wenham 54, Triton 41. Melrose over Watertown 44-38. Girls, Triton 35, Hamilton Wenham 32. Wakefield over Wilmington, 51-47. Mystic Valley beating Shaw Sheen, 50-38. Archbishop Williams over Fenwick tonight, 48-24. Amesbury, 48. Linfield, 45. Revere over Everett, 62-48. Rockport beating Penguin Hall, 35-31. And in girls basketball here on the North Shore, we have two new 1,000-point scorers. Paris Wilkie of Lynn Classical High School and Valentina Pepik from Revere High School. Congratulations to both of those girls on the 1,000 points and more. Back underway here, fourth quarter, 48-45. Lynn Classical is leading Beverly by the 3 points. They take it to the basket. A runner is around the rim and in. Put in there by Jeff Barboza. Barboza now with 4 points. Beverly with the basketball in backcourt, trailing five. 6:40 to go. Abreu with the basketball. Up top with Rodding. Back on the right wing side, Moreland kicks back outside, down in the corner, a three, foul, it's good by Abreu. He hits a three and he'll go to the free throw line for a 4-point play opportunity. One shot at the line for Abreu after nailing the three deep in the right corner. 50-48, 2-point game. Free throw is good. Well, you don't see that play too often. A 4-point play. Abreu making the three and then making the free throw. Down court, Classical sneak away. Lay in is good by Malik Anderson. 52-49, just like that. Rams back up on top by three. Leading here in Beverly tonight. Moreland outside. Moreland to the foul line. Pull up jump shot. Just out over the line. No. Rebound, Classical. Rebound there by Barboza. Down court, Rams. Underneath, two-hand pass, kicking back up top on the right corner. With it there, Nicosia. Back off on the left wing, a three on the wing. No! Offensive board, though. Nicosia, turnaround, no. Nicosia goes down, gets back up. Beverly basketball, down court, right corner, three from the corner, no. Ball deflected. Ball saved on the end line. Beverly has it. Off the glass and in by Durain. Wait a minute here. The official. We have a timeout called or no? Durain shot. That counted, right? Yeah, 52-51. Something. I don't know if we had a timeout. We didn't have a timeout. But the Classical will have the basketball on the end line. And they run it on the inbound. Beverly trapping on the inbounds first pass. Ball up to midcourt. Here's a two-on-one break. Rams. Underneath, Beverly gets back. We have a foul on the floor on Beverly. Five team fouls on Classical. Moreland with his second foul for Beverly. Score is dried up for a moment there. We'll see if we can get some more in a few moments here. This Classical team will play at Salem tomorrow night in boys action. Pull up three by Jalen Johnson. Doesn't go. Rebound Beverly. Down court. Lead pass Moreland. Left baseline. Shovels it off underneath. Conway no. Again Conway no. Moreland again one more time. Shot blocked. Rebound Classical. Three attempts. Nothing to go. Rams lay it in. Underneath Malik Anderson for two. Well, if you have three tries at it against a very good Classical team, you got to get it in. But they were contested for sure. That's what Classical does. 54-41. They're very good, and they're playing without the Solis brothers here tonight, or the Solises. Eric and Edwin. Beverly basketball, three ball taken on the left wing by Durain, doesn't go. Rebound Classical, 4:40 to go in the basketball game. Rams take to the paint, knocked down. Loose ball, picked up Beverly. Here's Rodding to the basket, lays it in. Matt Rodding with his first points of the night, a transition basket on a take to the basket, driving almost three-quarter court. Timeout Lynn Classical. See if we can get some scores in for you here tonight. We did give you the finals just a moment ago that we had. Here we have a timeout, 4:24 to go in the game. Lynn Classical is leading by a point, 54-41. Peabody boys leading Saugus, 56-40, 3:25 left in that ball game. Peabody did put on a big spurt in the second quarter after trailing in that game. All right, so those are the scores that we have here tonight. But again, we mentioned, I don't remember two 1,000-point scorers being kind of crowned or created in one night of North Shore High School basketball, but that's what we got with Valentina Pepik from Revere High School and Paris Wilkie from Lynn Classical going over the 1,000-point mark here in tonight's games. Classical ball, they have the lead with 4:23 to go in the game. With the basketball, Jeff Barboza for the Rams over midcourt with the away green uniforms working left to right here in the fourth quarter with a one-point lead over Beverly. Down left corner, back up top. Pull-up jump shot on the drive to the basket, around and in by Jalen Johnson. Also saw where the power went off in Gloucester tonight for their game. See what happens with that situation. Beverly, take to the basket by Abreu. No, off the glass. Nice spin move to the basket, getting free, elevated, but just didn't get the ball to go off the glass and in for him. Now back on the other end, Malik Anderson with a take to the basket for the Rams. He's got the 2 points. He's had a big second half here tonight for the Rams. Big difference maker in this game. 58-53, 5-point Classical lead. Beverly ball. Here's Moreland to the basket. Off balance, he draws a foul. So Malik Anderson right now has 13 points in the second half to go with 6 in the first half. So he's got 19 points in the game. Big game for Malik Anderson of Classical High School. They're similar to Beverly. They've had different leading scorers in different games here this year, spreading out the scoring. Here's Moreland. Free throw is good for the Beverly forward. Moreland will get another one. 58-54, this ball's in the air, and no good. Rebound Classical. Deontay Proulx with the rebound. Up court on the dribble. Shut down as he tried to enter the paint. Kicks it back around the perimeter. Classical sets up on the perimeter. Barboza up top. Two hands pass off on the left for Jalen Johnson. Baseline back off to Malik Johnson. Shot doesn't go. Malik Anderson, I should say. And the rebound is Beverly's. rotting to midcourt, over midcourt. Down left corner, a three ball taken there by Durain. Doesn't go. Offensive rebound. Moreland is fouled. I think this is on the floor, though. Foul is on Plouffe. Could be wrong. I came back to it. He's got the, well, we're in a one and one anyways. Let's see what they call it. Four fouls on Plouffe. Moreland going to the free throw line. I think it's a two-shot foul. No, it's a one and one. It is a one and one. Moreland at the line. First one's in the air. It's good. He'll have a bonus. Some substitutions here. Ishmael Johnson back into the game for Classical High School. Going out of the game, Malik Anderson. Moreland at the free throw line. Duncan Moreland. Free throw is in the air. That's short. Rebound tipped by Beverly's Durain, kind of over the back of one of the Classical players. Didn't get a full tip on it. And the tip fell short, and Classical gets the rebound. They lead by three, 58-55, 2:40 to go in tonight's game. Classical Beverly here on MSO New Sports. Rams set up around the perimeter. Rucker out on the perimeter to Jalen Johnson. He's to the paint. Kicks it back out left corner. A three. No from the left corner. Taken there by Rucker. Rebound put back up and in. I believe that was Plouffe with the 2 points. 60-55 our score. Classical Beverly basketball. Spin to the basket. A shot taken by Abreu. No good. Rebound the Rams. Down court, they spin it out of the corner. Here's a take from the left corner to the left baseline off the glass. No, by Plouffe. Ball's out of bounds. It'll be a Classical ball with 2 minutes left. 60 to 55 our score. Classical is leading. Rams set up. 20 on the shot clock, ball outside. Leading by 60-55. They hold the ball, making Beverly come out and play some defense. Jalen Johnson on the dribble, foul line right, off on the right side to Barboza, back cross court left side. Rucker a three, no. Offensive board, back up and around it out, no. Offensive board again to the floor. They scramble. Timeout, Classical High School. Another good timeout called by Coach Jasper Grassa of Classical High School. Saugus over Peabody tonight in girls basketball, 61-36. So we get another foul. Another power outage still at Gloucester High School. Their game there. That is an update, so that's still out there. It was out for a while ago. We'll send Rick Moore on that story for us. And let's see here. Looks like girls, Lynn English over Marblehead tonight in girls basketball, 33-21. Boys basketball for North Reading. North Reading beating Manchester Essex tonight 72-63. Manchester Essex losing there to North Reading tonight. These are all fresh new scores into our Moynihan Lumber scoreboard. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Let's see if I can get this one here. Everett over Revere tonight in boys basketball. 80-42. And it will be a Lynn Classical basketball forecourt left side as we come back into action here tonight. There's a foul. Let's see here. This is Swampscott was leading Gloucester by three when the power went out. In boys basketball, Back underway here with a minute 24 to go. 5-point classical lead. They have the ball. 27 on the shot clock. Ball out of outside. Rams set it up. Barbosa kicking it back outside for Jalen Johnson. Doubled up top. Bast along the left sidelines, down in the corner, into the paint, underneath ball, tipped out of bounds, off Beverly on the deflection. Good hard defensive play there by Luigi Durain, getting back into the paint and deflecting that ball over the end line, preventing Classical the bucket underneath. Classical inbounds on the end line. The inbounds pass from the end line goes to the left corner. 8 on the shot clock. A shot is short. Rebound tipped around. Loose on the floor, and it's picked up there by Conway of Beverly. Down court, Moreland left corner. Back up top for Abreu to Rodding. Rodding going on a player, draws a foul. Fouled outside. See, girls, North Reading and Manchester Essex, I believe they're tied up at 41, heading into double overtime. 19 fouls on Classical High School. Rodding at the line for the 1-1 for Beverly. Matt Rodding, free throw is good. He'll have the bonus now. Ball's in the air, and that is good. I would assume they're going to have to make some kind of decision in Gloucester on that game. Here's more backcourt pressure by Beverly. 60-57, ball knocked free at midcourt. Classical gets it back, scramble for the ball. Tied up. I think Coach Graspa, and I think rightfully so, is surprised there wasn't a Beverly foul called on all of that exchange. There seemed to be some back and forth here. There seemed to be a little contact. It'll be a Beverly ball at midcourt. So it's 60-57 here with 33.9 seconds to play. Classical is leading Beverly. Three-point game. Classical is leading. We'll do a very quick wrap-up here tonight from the scene. And we'll be back with more scores later on the website, if possible, here on MSO News Sports. Should do some individual point totals here. Big night by Luigi Durain here for Beverly High School. 8-10. 14, 17 points so far here tonight for him. Duncan Moreland, big second half for Moreland with, let's see, he has 10 points here on the night so far. 8 of the 10 coming in the second half. And then Tuscany Abreu with, let's see, he's got 6, 9, 13 points so far. Jack Conway in double digits. He's got 11 so far here for Beverly. We'll do the Classical totals here when we can in a moment. Jalen Johnson, a big night for him, too. He's got 6, 10, 14, 16. Jalen Johnson. So it's going to be a Classical, it's going to be a Beverly basketball at midcourt here. They trail 3 with 33.9 seconds to play. We'll see what Coach Karakunis has drawn up here on the sidelines. Rodding to inbound at midcourt on the right side. Inbounds pass on the weave goes to Moreland. Moreland a pull-up jump shot. It's on the rim. No. Rebound Classical and a foul. A rebounding foul on Beverly. Big, big rebound by Malik Anderson of Classical High School with 28.2 seconds. That did not take a lot of time. It'll be a Classical basketball. Not in the 1-1 penalty situation yet, or the bonus situation. So it'll be a Classical basketball. Beverly has shown pressure right on the ball on the inbounds pass here in the second half at times. They do it again. Inbounds pass doubled. Ball thrown away by Classical after they doubled on the inbounds pass. Classical will sub here. Coming into the game right now is Ishmael Johnson. Here we got an injured Clasco player, Jalen Johnson, going out. Yeah, he hurt his knee, holding his knee. So Beverly trailing three here, 50-60-57 here, with 25 seconds to play. Yeah, so we had that girls' final. Lynn English over Marblehead, 33-21. Malden beat Medford in girls' basketball. I don't know the score, though. Here in Beverly, we've got a timeout with Clasco leading by three, 60-57, with just 25 seconds to go in our game. Okay, so Clasco beat in girls' basketball, beat Beverly tonight 47-32. Rams certainly with a very good team this year under Coach Tom Sawyer. They're at they host Salem tomorrow night in that makeup game. So 47-32 the score there. And again, Paris Wilkie with 1,000 career points now for Clasco, and Valentina Pepik from Revere High School also hitting that plateau, career plateau tonight as well. So here it is, Beverly basketball underneath their own basket. 25 seconds to play in the game. They trail three. Official is bringing Beverly's Tuscany Abreu over to the bench. Does he have a... It's like a, looking at his uniform, thought whether he had a... We thought maybe they had blood on it or something like that, which you'd have to alleviate that issue. But no, now he's right back in. No problem, apparently. Inbounds pass Beverly. Left corner, Rodding, a three. No! Rebound. Offensive board. Kick back out to Rodding. Beverly sets up again. Here's a three. No! Taken there by Abreu. Clasco rebound. Foul in the paint. Clasco foul in the paint. A foul on Clasco, I should say. Foul sending Clasco to the free throw line. Beverly foul. And at the free throw line for Beverly, for Clasco, is Barboza. Clasco leads three here with 12.7 seconds to go. Barboza's shot is missed. Beverly gets it back. Rodding pushes it up court. Down left corner, a three, left corner. No! Offensive rebound. Put up a three ball. No! Rebound outside. Rodding sets up. Can't get a shot off. That's it. Game over. 60-57, our final score. Clasco wins. We're back with our recap after this.
Get the skills you need to be a leader in sports and recreation. A master's in athletic administration from Endicott's Van Loan School prepares students for careers in schools, government agencies, nonprofit organizations, sports governing bodies, private sports clubs, and more. Van Loan's athletic administration master's program is 100% online with affordable tuition. Try a class before fully enrolling. Visit vanloan.endicott.edu/athleticadmin today.
People, come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Well, Beverly had their chances to tee up a three to try to tie the game up right at the very end. It didn't work, though, and they come up short. Let me just see. It looks like Bishop Fenwick has won on the road, boys basketball. Let me add that one to our list here. Bishop Fenwick over Archbishop Williams tonight, 68-59. And let me see if we have one other score here or not, just coming in here. We'll do our game totals and wrap this up very quickly. Well, it was Clasco leading pretty much from start to finish here tonight, except for a little stretch in the second quarter. But it altogether, Clasco High School wins 60-57. They were led by a 19-point performance there by Malik Anderson, 16 from Jalen Johnson, 15 from Darrell Rucker, and those were their leading scorers in tonight's game for Beverly High School. They had four players in double digits. Luigi Durain with 17, Tuscany Abreu with 13, Jack Conway with 11, and Duncan Moreland with 10 points. Classical goes to 6-0. Beverly falls to 6-2. Classical is at Salem tomorrow night. Beverly is at Lynn English on Friday night. Thanks so much for being with us tomorrow night here on MSO High School Hockey. It is Beverly playing at Swampscott at Salem State at 7:30, all here on MSO News Sports. So I'm Bill Newell. Have a great night, everybody. This is MSONewsSports.com. Once again, our final score, Lynn Classical 60, Beverly 57 on MSONewsSports.com.